Chapter 4. The Challenge of Partnership. With their new venture set in motion, Grace and Ethan dove headfirst into their work. They rented a small office in the heart of Accra's bustling business district, where the hum of the city served as a constant reminder of the innovation and opportunity that surrounded them. The early days were exciting. Grace and Ethan spent hours brainstorming ideas, developing strategies, and meeting with potential investors. Their synergy was undeniable. Grace's technical expertise complemented Ethan's visionary leadership perfectly, and their combined passion for the project seemed unstoppable. But as the days turned into weeks, Grace began to notice something that concerned her. While their professional partnership was thriving, the line between work and their personal lives was starting to blur. Late-night strategy sessions often turned into long, personal conversations, and though they both enjoyed spending time together, Grace couldn't help but feel like their relationship was becoming increasingly complicated. One evening, after a particularly long day of meetings, Grace voiced her concerns. "Ethan, I think we need to set some boundaries," she said, her tone serious. "I love working with you, but I don't want our personal relationship to interfere with the business. We need to find a balance." Ethan nodded, but Grace could see the hint of frustration in his eyes. "I get it, Grace," he said. "But isn't part of the reason we work so well together because we connect on a deeper level? I don't want to compartmentalize our relationship. I think it's part of what makes us stronger." Grace sighed, unsure of how to respond. Ethan had a point. There was no denying that their emotional connection fueled their creativity and drive. But she couldn't shake the fear that mixing love and business could lead to disaster. As the weeks went on, the tension between Grace and Ethan grew. They were both deeply committed to the project, but their differing views on how to manage their personal relationship began to create friction. One afternoon, after a particularly heated argument about an investor meeting, Grace found herself questioning everything. Had she made a mistake by getting involved with Ethan on both a professional and personal level? Could their relationship survive the pressures of building a business together? Deep down, Grace knew she needed to figure out a way to reconcile her feelings. But how? Grace sat in her office, her eyes staring blankly at the screen. The argument with Ethan still weighed heavily on her. They had built something powerful, both in business and in their relationship, but now, cracks were beginning to show. She hated conflict, especially with someone as important to her as Ethan. After taking a deep breath, she pulled out her phone and texted him.
"Can we meet tonight to talk? I don't want this tension to grow between us."
Ethan responded almost immediately.
"Of course. Let's meet at our usual spot."
Their usual spot was a quiet rooftop lounge in OSU, where they had spent countless evenings dreaming about their future. As Grace drove there, she thought about the journey they had been on so far, the excitement of launching their venture, the thrill of seeing their ideas come to life. But now, it felt like everything was hanging in the balance. When she arrived, Ethan was already there, staring out at the city skyline. The cool evening breeze carried the scent of grilled tilapia from a nearby street vendor, but Grace's appetite had vanished. She sat down beside him, and for a few moments, neither of them spoke. Finally, Ethan turned to her, his eyes filled with concern. "Grace, I don't want us to lose what we have," he said quietly. "I've never met anyone like you. What we are building is special, but so is this us." Grace felt a lump in her throat. She had never been good at opening up emotionally, but with Ethan, it felt different. He wasn't just a business partner, he had become a part of her life in a way she hadn't expected. "I know, Ethan," she replied, her voice soft. "But I'm scared. We are both so passionate, and I'm afraid that if we mix our relationship with work, it will all fall apart. I don't want to lose the business or you." Ethan reached for her hand. "You won't lose me, Grace. We just need to figure out how to manage it. I'm willing to work through this, both in business and in our relationship. Grace nodded, though her heart still felt heavy. I think we need to agree on some boundaries, she said. We should make sure that when we're working, we are focused on the business, and when we're together personally, we put the work aside. Otherwise, everything will blend together, and I don't think that's healthy for either of us. Ethan considered her words for a moment before nodding. You're right. We've been so caught up in this whirlwind that we haven't given ourselves time to breathe. Let's take a step back and set some clear lines between work and personal time. Grace smiled, feeling a sense of relief wash over her. Thank you, Ethan. I really want this to work both in business and between us. He smiled back. Me too. For the first time in weeks, Grace felt hopeful. They spent the rest of the evening talking, not about the business, but about their dreams, their families, and the things that made them laugh. It reminded her why she had fallen for Ethan in the first place. He wasn't just her partner in innovation, he was her partner in life.